questions for updates on the registration. First, we go to Kingsley Nanabwedu in the Central Region. Good afternoon, Kingsley.
Hello, good afternoon.
Has anything changed in the mood of the exercise, today being the last day?
Well, I must say, no, it is not changed much. It is almost the same slow pace. But of course, we are seeing some encouragement so far as the registration is concerned. For instance, I spoke with the Central Regional Board who is in charge of UC, and he is like, for instance, a Futu, for instance, where we had the challenge, our regards to NHIS registrants, initially 3,000, over 3,000 registered, but as we speak now, it's quite encouraging. We have over 1,000 who have also registered, talking about those with NHI registration cards. So that is the improvement. But when you come to Cape Coast, it is not so encouraging, looking at the numbers that are being registered and so on. But the entire exercise is still ongoing, though slow, but people are still taking in one way or the other and getting their names on the register.
Thank you very much, Kingsley Nanabwedu. Is our Central Regional Correspondent. From the Central Region, we go over... to the Western Region, where Mary Aziz Tunde is standing by. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, boss.
Mary, what is your observation on the last day of the re-registration exercise for NHIS card holders?
Well, I will say personally, I think the move was insignificant because at the district offices, the officers said they just wait and then nobody comes. And then I went over to speak to the Western Regional Director of the Electoral Commission here. He is Stephen Opoku-Mensa. And he also mentioned that the impact of the extension of the re-registration is insignificant. According to him, as of July 28th, when the re-registration ended, that of people who had their names deleted when it ended in the first instance. 1,023 people out of the deleted figure of 2,314 re-registered. And so during the extension, the regional office expected that about 1,291 people should be there to re-register if they were really interested. And then as of 30 minutes ago when I spoke to the EC, he said only 200 people have taken advantage of the re-registration, the extension. So he thinks it's insignificant. And then some members of the public are also saying because the extension was not done at the centers where the first exercise was done, people couldn't go to the district offices to register. But some are also of the view that people come from as far as Sefia, also Bibieni, and all the northern part of the Western region to come to Sekendi, the regional office and passport office, to get their passports because they need them. So people don't need this voter's ID card. That is why they are not registering.
We have to thank you very much. Mary Aziz Tunde is our Western Regional Correspondent. And from the Western region, we go up north to the Northern region, where we have Mutala Issa on the line. Good afternoon, Mutala.
Good afternoon, TTK, and how are you?
By His grace. Now, what will be your assessment of the extension of the re-registration for NHIS cardholders where you are?
Well, it has not been very good. Basically, I've been able to assess the Sanarugu district and then the Tamale metropolis. Now, in the first window, we had for Tamale metropolis 138 affected persons. Now, 77 were able to register in the first window. Now, after this 1 week grace period given by the EC, 18 people have registered as at 10 a.m. this morning. Now, for Sanarugu, we had 62 affected voters in the Sanarugu district. Now, out of that figure, 28 registered in the first window. The 1 week grace period given saw 6 people registering again. Now, if you add that up, it's 34, which falls below above the 50% mark. For the Tamale Metro Assembly, it's also about the 50% mark. So so far, this is what we have here. But then there are no signs at the Sanarugu EC office, as well as the Metro office of the Tamale EC, that people are coming in to register. Today being the last day, you would have expected to see a queue of people there, but it is not happening. We checked with the Central Gonja District, and they told us that they have no affected voters in the Central Gonja. Now, we are yet to get figures from the other parts of the northern region, but the response has not been very good.
So nothing has changed, Mutala?
Nothing has changed, boss.
Thank you very much, Mutala Issa. He's our northern regional correspondent.
The Ghana Mine Workers Union has commended Parliament for passing the Mining Development Fund to pool royalties from mining activities towards socioeconomic development of mining communities across the country. The union has, however, called on the government to come up with the rules and regulations as well as the structures of the fund, with representation from critical stakeholders, including the union. This will enable the nation to deliver the mining communities from the quagmire of deprivation and impoverishment. The union expressed regret that most mining communities have become shanty towns and blamed it on the problem of misapplication of royalties generated from the vast mineral endowment in those areas. Speaking at a National Executive Council meeting of the union in Kumasi, the General Secretary, Prince William Ankara, noted that the state of infrastructural deficits and worsening conditions in mining towns in the country has continued to widen at an alarming proportion. He noted that mine workers have over the years advocated on many platforms for a paradigm shift from how the country has managed royalties to a system where inflows from mining activities are coordinated, well accounted for, and committed to specific infrastructural projects, particularly in mining communities. Mr. Ankara also appealed to the government to give priority attention to dealing with encroachment on legal mining concessions by Galamsey operators. This will then ensure security and safety to mine workers while protecting investment by foreigners in the mining sector to boost the national economy.
The Ghana Meteorological Agency says the northern part of Ghana will experience moderate to heavy rains from today. It has therefore directed commuters to stay indoors or, as much as possible, avoid disaster areas. An assistant meteorological officer, John Bright, explains.
There'll be rain, so they should take caution.
Caution such as?
Such as they should avoid flood-prone areas. They should take caution so as to avoid any unnecessary effect of the rain.
Okay, so what must they do?
So they can keep shelter so that the storm to pass.
And keeping shelter means that they must be where and where?
Any safe place they think they can keep shelter.
Was there any other updates that you had?
Currently, the storm has moved over the upper west region and it's affecting areas over the upper west.
We go over to our correspondent in the northern region, Mutala Issa, to tell us what he knows about this. Mutala, how are people in the northern region bracing themselves up for the rains?
Well, as I speak to you now, the rains stopped about 2 hours ago, but then the clouds are forming again, and I cannot see the sun. It's getting darker and darker. Now, information I'm getting from Terponi, Nabogu, and parts of Savlugu, communities along the White Volta, is that it's raining, and the floods are coming. The water levels are rising. Yesterday, I was in Nauni, and places that usually you will be able to walk as far as very close to the river were just impossible. There's this hill that we usually stand on when we go to Nauni. Yesterday, as I got to Nauni, it was about 200 meters away, deep into the middle of the river. And NADMO has been going around these communities to sensitize them to avoid walking along the White Volta, especially children who may become victims or possibly drawn. Now, within the community itself, I saw certain areas where animals are usually housed, and all those places have been submerged. In Tampia number 1 and 2, I saw a 30-acre rice farm that has been submerged. And some people who live across the, they call them the overseas areas, were evacuating. We saw them carrying their thatch that they've moved away from their buildings, and they are moving to higher ground. So they are very much aware, and they told us that they've seen signals of the flood. Indications are also that the Bagri Dam is to be opened on the 14th of August, that is Sunday. So people are preparing themselves. They are getting ready to move away from the flood prone areas.
Any news about the Bagri Dam spillage?
Now, that is, we're getting information. The indication is that they are opening the dam on the 14th of August. Now, yesterday I was with the NADMO officials from Tolong, Kumbungu, and then some officials of SRC Consulting. They've been doing the sensitization program. And the information we are getting is that on the 14th, which is Sunday, opening the dam. So they are preparing them to move to higher ground. We are anticipating that the flood should be hitting Ghana, the shores of Ghana, by Monday early morning. So the communities are preparing, they are bracing themselves up. The only challenge is that they cannot move their farms, and most of these farms are already being submerged.
Thank you very much, Mutala Issa. You heard our